This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's going back there today. You've had to take a lot of heat, especially about folks talking about the dome today. You are the gatekeeper to this show. Pride of Kenston. Come on, man. You got to help me out here, will you please?
There've been a lot of choice words back here.
You've been good. I mean, like, are you holding your own on this thing? I mean, it's
absolutely.
It'd be rough back there.
It hasn't been too bad. I've heard worse.
Okay, good. And has your life changed since you started? How long have you been at the station? Just out of here.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Has your life changed? Do you feel like it's been, you know, just this amazing moment in your life that you're now here, and I'm sure people come up ask for your autograph and stuff now.
So. I'm living the dream. Doing exactly what I've always wanted to do.
All right. Give a shout out to your family here. We can get, say what's up.
Shout out mom, Sophia, my sister, finally coming home from college for Thanksgiving.
There you go. Yeah. Little family affair. All right. So we're glad you're on board, and always local guy. We like local guys, right?
Absolutely.
Especially the guy from Wisconsin. We're good with that too. Or is that just your family?
Just family.
Okay.
Cleveland's home.
A guy you wouldn't want over for Thanksgiving, I think, is George Pickens. After last night, he's probably. Oh, we never answer. I never asked you the same question that I asked BA.
What?
Turkey, overrated, underrated? Of course, it's way more.
Depending
important
on how you make it. If you're just going to throw it in the oven, it's as overrated as it comes. If you're going to smoke it, it's outstanding. I haven't done the air fryer thing. We've never done the deep fryer where you know, if it's a frozen, you can light your garage on fire. We've never done that route. So. Or the air fryer that direction either. But yeah, smoked turkey, I'm all in. If you're just throwing it in the oven.
Deep fry, it's pretty quick, right? It's only like a half hour or something.
I've never done it. I can't tell you.
How long is it? Anyone know? I don't know. I'm sure someone knows.
I'm sure someone knows.
We have friends that deep fry turkey. I don't know. I'm just not. Is it me? And I've been this way for 13 years. If you ever listen, I'm not a huge turkey fan. Not. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm always, you know, you eat so much before and there's so many great sides and there's always like. And so when it comes time and the plate of turkey's coming around around Thanksgiving, you're kind of like, eh, I'll have a little bit of that. That's it. I can't overeat turkey. I'll be honest. There's a lot of people we know that can overeat turkey. Like, I like a good turkey sandwich every once in a while, but Gerard Cherry last night was talking like he was Bubba from Forrest Gump. You know, you deep fry it, you can bake it, you can toast it. I don't know. He was coming up with a million different ways to make
That's
turkey.
Great.
And so we were laughing. It actually cost him the medal this week for Fact or Fiction, which we now hand out a trophy each week. So you might want to listen to the pregame show, the network pregame show, which is a lot of fun. But I think it's kind of overrated. I'm not going to lie. Now, sides, they'll never be underrated. So, all right, let me go back to what I was talking about. George Pickens, right? So yesterday at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, I'm like trying to figure out what's going on between that and that insane, like, is this going to be fourth down and two or is this going to be third down and seven play? How confusing was that?
Yeah,
because I don't get to hear the network announcers. So maybe it was, I was listening to the radio call, but it was off by a little bit because I was listening on the app and I was trying to watch on a monitor that wasn't the TV monitor. It was a scoreboard monitor yesterday towards the end of the game. Can you explain to me what happened there? And then I want to get into the picking stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what took place. So,
I think, you know, what Mike Tomlin said, and that he thought, well, since the Browns were going to go for it on fourth and two, why not give them an extra down in this bad weather and let's go back to third and seven and decline? But well, first he accepted, then he declined. Then
so that was the thought. But then I thought I read. I'm still trying to figure out that whole thing.
I mean, isn't there like
so
final
answer?
Like,
all of it.
When the official comes over, isn't it like final answer? I don't know how that you can go back and forth on it. And so we don't know what the conversation was that went back and forth on it, but it was kind of weird. Okay, let's just go into Pickens, though, because that's really what I want to talk about, and I want to hear from him. I mean, afterwards, I'm reading all the stuff about, you know, he's like, you know, Cleveland's not a good team, and Greg Newsom's a fake tough guy, and let's blame the officials. Pickens is just like, man, I'm sorry. He's drawing a ton of attention to himself, and it's, I don't know. If you like watching, you know, kids yell at each other after school, I guess he's great, but I'm just not a big Pickens fan. What do you say after the game? Well,
yeah, here's Steelers wide receiver George Pickens after the game.
What do you guys try to take away from this loss? What's the message, you know, in the locker room?
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
That's it, yeah, because they're a really good, bad condition team, and we're a really bad condition team. Is that what that is? What does that mean? You're going to call out a team that beat you after the game that scored more points than you did.
This is so George Pickens.
And, they're not a good team. Well, you know, it's funny, I feel the same way against Cincinnati, but I'm not playing. And,
this is so Pickens. You know. This is what he does. Yeah. He is one of those guys who is a perpetual irritant. He looks for flags on every single play. He is always trying to start fights. He is always complaining to someone about something. He's just that kind of guy. And it got brought up what happened to Greg Newsom, who was going back and forth with Pickens during the game, and especially at the tail end of it. That Hail Mary, that got a little bit ugly. Here's what Newsom had to say.
You know, I don't think they respected us. I don't think a lot of teams respect us. So for us to, you know, come out here on Thursday Night Football and get a win was huge for us.
Yeah, two-win teams don't get a whole lot of respect, do they? I mean, why would you? New Orleans went for it early, right?
Yeah.
On fourth down, early at like the 50-yard line the week before. Yeah, no one respects you. You have two wins.
Yeah,
you got to earn respect.
Newsom then went on to call Pickens a fake tough guy.
I like that, though. Like, I think pitchers are guys, bullpen guys, I think they're fake tough guys, too. You know why? Because they come running out of the bullpen, and then they're out of breath by the time they get the infield. And they're like, I'm like, why don't you guys just fight in the bullpen? If you really want to fight, just go fight in the bullpen. Let's get the bullpens. And right now, the bullpens are so close to each other, especially here. Just go at it out there. I got no problem with that.
There is a reason why that dude fell to the second round, and you're seeing it. And Mike Tomlin is doing everything in his power to try to keep the train on the tracks with him, the same way he did with another former wide receiver who is way off the deep end, and also a running back who has voiced numerous complaints over a lot of times as well. This is how the Steelers operate. They'll bring these guys in and they'll hope to, you know, with our culture and the Steeler way, be able to muzzle's a really bad way to put it, and I don't like saying that, but be able to back off some of the things that are being said. And that's just not Georgia.
Can we be honest? It's just not Mike Tomlin.
It's bad luck, man. You lost. It's okay. It happens. You lost. You don't have to sit there and go, well, you know, it was the elements. That's why we lost. No, we lost because we didn't play well enough. We lost because our defense wasn't able to cover Jerry Jeudy on a fourth down. We lost because we were not able to tackle when we needed to get tackles. And we lost because our offense didn't operate at a level that it needed to be to beat this Browns team.
And by the way, like, I didn't realize this until I was watching CBS that, you know, Mike Tomlin, for all the great that he is, and I think he's the second greatest coach in Steelers history behind Chuck Knoll, that he's 0-48, or there was 0-48 going into last night. So, was he 0-48? Maybe it happened last night. He's 0-48. The team is under Mike Tomlin when they're down 12 or more points in the fourth quarter. So, they're not exactly a comeback team with Mike Tomlin.
We lost because Myles Garrett came out with a vengeance, and we didn't have a way to stop him.
Oh, you're being a Steeler guy. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's the truth of the matter. Like, instead of doing this whole thing of, you know, it was the elements, it's like, no, you probably would have won that game if you would have found a better way to slow down Myles Garrett, who was clearly on a tear and was going to send a serious message to T.J. Watt, to the league itself, to everybody who came out after the Saints game and said, well, Myles Garrett didn't, you know, get any stat whatsoever in that game. That was a message. That was a message sender.
How about having your defense cover Jerry Jeudy last night? That might have helped, especially late,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, you got beat by Jameis Winston, who had never played in a game under 40 degrees and never played against you. That's really the reality of this whole thing. You got beat by Jameis Winston. Boom. Do I need to say more? I'll drop the mic at that point.
We lost. And if anybody's going to push you any further, you can always go with, hey, on any given Sunday, they have a game plan that can beat us.
Tim May, Letterman Row, Ohio State, Indiana. Massive matchup tomorrow at the Shoe. We'll talk about it next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.